Yo, what up, people? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is a music commentary podcast where I feature entertaining music and I chat with high-profile guests. Make sure you stay tuned till the end and enjoy. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't sleep. Wake up.
Collect your money.
Collect your money. Creep. Wake up. Yeah.
Collect your money.
Collect your money. Wake up.
Kera.
Wake up.
Oh, bonito kala. Don't walk it, don't try. You supposed to be try. Kill up, come become person. Person with a man. When I land softly on the sofa floor. So far, so good. Koniba Joe.
Sonia, and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is King Precious of Let's Shift It Precious Podcast and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Don't touch that dial.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro, PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out, you get merchandise from me and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram, or search at the Madhouse ENT _, or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much. Yo, what's up, my favorite people? What's up? This is Pablo Castro, PR, a new episode on Chat with Pablo Castro. You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. This is episode 21. My guest for today is Ayomide. We're talking about a topic. I want you guys to stay tuned to the end. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast. On Twitter, it is the same handle. Follow me, your host, at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter at _ Pablo Castro PR. Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag TMAE Podcast or hashtag Chat with Pablo Castro. It's about to be a fun episode. We had our laughs and fun doing this recording for you guys, and we expect you to enjoy it till the end. Don't skip it. If you skip it, I'll hit your head with a bottle. I love you guys. Make sure you stay tuned to the end. I have music coming for you before that call connects on Zoom to Ayomide. I love you guys, man. Keep streaming. God bless you.
Beep. 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 They tell me this, they tell me that. They see my bitch, say she a bad. Anytime I knock with that. Rubber band, no rubber band. Every time I put down, they show me that. If I know, pull out, she got my back. Although you, I'm happy that. Although you, say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. My girlie got me, she no stingy. She give me love, she keep on tempting. All of the moves you been practicing. Put it on, stop me. Girl, give me love for my moto. Girlie, your light in my store. She and me gone, I must go. She know they at, she know so. Say anything I do is for my woman. Anything at all where you talk, I go do. Me and the see another girl for my visual.
Yeah, guys, what's up? You're now tuned in to another episode of Chat with Pablo Castro, and I'm on the call right now with Ayo Mide over Zoom call. What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on your show.
A pleasure. It's a pleasure. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and tell them who I'm talking to right now, who has this amazing voice.
Oh, okay. My name is Ayo Mide, and I'm a first model, okay, a volunteer podcaster. Also a feminist. Then I do some, you know, writing. I'm a little writer too. Then don't tell anybody. I'm an accountant, but don't tell anybody.
We'll keep it a secret. We'll keep it a secret for you. Don't worry. It's so call out your social media handle for them to follow you. If it's Twitter, if it's Instagram, call out so they can, you know, go ahead and check.
Okay, on Instagram. Like, all right, on Instagram at the Feminista. Then on Twitter at Feminist Crossbar.
Okay, thank you. It's big love from us to you, man. All right, so I do this question like just a fun thing I do before talking about the main topic, you know, to keep the fans and audience engaged. I'm sure they like it too. So this one, I have this this or that question for you. It's something you like, Sha.
Okay.
Oh yeah, now so this or that, Davido, Burner or Wizkid?
Wizkid.
Okpo, Team Starboy FC. Okpo, Wizkid.
FC for life.
For life. We are now dark skin guy or light skin guy?
Light skinned.
God day. No, Ala, it's good to have you on the show. You're welcome to the show. This is Chat with Pablo Castro in a new episode. And guys, if this is your first time listening, you know, if you're a first time listener, I love you. Still go ahead and stream previous episodes. And I drop new episodes weekly on this podcast. This is Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. It's a music commentary podcast. So guys, our topic for today is how should you treat people that don't match your energy? Baby girl, what do you have to say now, like, about this, like, before we start dicing it, you know?
Okay,
I want to start first of all, how do you treat people that don't match your energy?
Well, I return the same energy.
Uh-huh.
And I get my power back.
Yeah,
honestly, I get power back, unless if it's like an extreme negative energy, because if I'm working on myself currently,
yeah,
if I'm in a pristine stage, okay, and if they're giving me negative vibes, I don't think I want to stoop so low and give you back the negative. I would just like move away from you. I would just cut you off.
Okay.
You know, it's quicker that way. But if something that maybe I want to have a little fun, okay, I'll return the same energy because there's power in that. So that's just, okay, that's so just like my brief.
Let me like, so we still have more to talk about it, but first then, for me, I believe it's time to stop giving like your energy to those who don't appreciate it, you know. You're supposed to match that energy and take back your power, like 100, you know. Our energy may be a valuable resource. Some relationships simply take and, you know, leaving us just like that and give us so little.
No, honestly, the thing is, relationship or not, employee, employer, friendship, whatever kind of ship it is, like, reciprocation is very, very important. Like, stop wasting people's time.
True. Well, matching energy is a wonderful way to practice, like, health boundaries, you know, right?
Yeah, and increase your self-worth.
It makes sense. For me, why
do you keep...
Go ahead.
If you keep going back to people that don't respect you or give you what you think you deserve, it just like, you know, shows how less you value yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, they will think, oh, this person will soon come back. She will come back very soon. She will come back, or it will come back. They can't do without me. You've literally placed them in a higher pedestal and you've given them the power to look down, to look down on you. Do you get?
Yeah, true.
Because they feel like they have some kind of, you know, higher complex, like there's something that you're probably like seeing in them, so you kept coming back even after disrespecting you, not giving you what you want, but you kept coming back. So I mean, they would definitely look down on you and disrespect your boundaries.
Fact. So I believe energy matching isn't meant to punish people for how they treat us, you know. Instead, it's a way to show ourselves love and respect, you know. It's a power move for me. Like, there are some people that normally believe that they're my friends, you know, and how they treat me is just so different from how I treat them, you know. So I always try to match that energy. If they need something from me too, I will deprive them of it if they are not, you know, matching energies with me. Like, for example, okay, I'm asking you to stream my podcast and I've been shouting it, and then the next thing, you're not streaming it, but you're coming to tell me later that, also, Pablo, please, I need you to please help me post this, because you know I have good engagement and audience online. You come with your big head, and come and tell me, please help me post it now. Then if I don't post it, you'll be getting mad at me for it. As in, why? Of which I'm matching the energy.
Okay, there's only one explanation I can give to that action, that kind of action.
Okay.
Is that people only see your reaction. They don't see the actions that cost your own action. Like they don't remember the disrespect, what they did to you. They only remember that, okay, this person is going really, really overboard with me, but they don't remember that they did you bad.
True. People do that too. Some people cannot, like,
that's just it.
Some people can't eat what they feed people. Like, if you give them like this, say, okay, this is what you've been feeding to me. Even if you don't spell it out, okay, this is what you've been feeding
what
to me.
Exactly.
Yes. If you now decide to just show them that side, they almost will run away, far, far, far away. There are some people like they want you to start that conversation with them first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. And then if you don't start it with them, it's a big problem. And those kind of people, I cut them off. I swear down. I've done that.
That's just the only way. Once you stop watering, or let me just say, once you stop watering, let me just put it as flowers. Once you stop watering flowers that don't want you to like bloom, you see how beautiful you'd grow. Honestly.
Actually, we need balance.
Because when a flower does not grow, we blame the environment.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you have around you? What have you been feeding yourself? What have you been doing? What have you been giving your energy to? What has been draining you?
Don't be lying.
Honestly, okay. That's just it.
We need to balance it though. Like, it's better if people can balance this, you know. It is very important for all relationships, not just the romantic ones. Like,
exactly,
we are not meant to put all our love into the universe and get nothing back in return.
You can't continue to fill another person's cup without getting not filled.
You get, relationships should be fulfilling. Like, as in, me and you, we day together, you understand? Big love. You said, tell me big love. I tell you, I love you. You say, tell me you love me too, you know, like crazy. That way, you know, the relationship will grow and go better. I'm not even talking about like the boyfriend-girlfriend relationship right now, like party level self. You get, as in,
do you now know that this topic that we're talking about, we can easily attach it to abuse.
Okay.
Mental abuse. Psychological abuse. It's not just about them eating you. The fact that you feel bad every time you're around this person, because you would know that you are giving your effort to this person, you're not getting it back. It will affect you.
True.
You would feel it.
No,
so what's the point? Every time you meet this person, there's no aftermath joy that, oh yeah, this person right now. You're always feeling like maybe I'm doing something wrong, or they keep you up at night thinking you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's abuse. So why continue to put yourself in that situation? Just put yourself out. Honestly, right now I'm doing a self-discovery work on myself, because you don't stop learning, don't stop changing. So like, this topic is like so I don't know, I find it so interesting, because I can also learn something from you.
Yeah, true. And it's true, like others listening right now, I'm sure they're also like taking from this too, you know, because some people, as in, I'm trying so hard to do all this through podcasting, you know, impact lives, you know, have people think
differently.
Yeah. I not say, because everybody, general market, is thinking this way, that I can be this way, and that is why I had to come up with this kind of topic, you know. And now when I spend time around people that I truly enjoy, I feel very refreshed by the experience. Like,
because it's the thing always, is, even if you, sorry for cutting you off, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Sorry. even if you want to talk about career, like, okay, I want my podcast to be based on career. I just want everybody to focus on their career. If their foundation is not, I mean, like their self-worth, if they're not happy, if they're not having their own personal development before they say, okay, I want to just be so, I don't know if you get me, like, this is a good book. Like, okay, yeah, I want to learn on self-worth. Let me go to this person's podcast. I want to go to my career. Oh, he also has another episode on career. Do you get, like, if you don't foundational setting for them? Because you can't be productive if you're lacking personally.
Yeah, 100.
If your light is dimmed, if you cannot get out of your demon, or let me just say, if you cannot get out of that, you know, the career choice or career steps, when you've not even, you know, to find out, am I even worth this opportunity coming to me? Like, when I get to that stage, can I do it? If you still have doubts on yourself, you're still gaslighting yourself. How do you want to be able to face the big opportunity that you've always talked about?
Yeah, true.
So self-worth is very important, because this is part of self-worth and creating boundaries.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, guys, if you are enjoying this, please join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Chat with Pablo Castro or use the hashtag TMAE Podcast. So, guys, we've been hanging out with me, Pablo Castro, PR, and Ayomide, and this one, you know, is a fresh one for you guys to take something from, you know. And I expect people to be better, you know, match energies with these people. Somebody's running mad, run mad with them. If somebody's nice with you, be nice. You understand? If somebody's good to you and lovable and supportive, make sure you support them too.
Do the same thing. Keep that same energy.
As in, don't make it one-sided. It doesn't make sense if I'm giving you A, you're giving me zero. It doesn't make sense, you know? And these kind of things, you know, it affects people in a big way that we don't even know, because all of a sudden, we're not having so many friends again. And people be saying, I like being alone. It's a lie. You have made people leave you with your bad habits and all, you know. So that's my own 2 cents though. And I mean, that's giving you guys our own 2 cents too. I'm about to go on a music break, and when we get back, I have some fun questions for Ayomide, and she's going to answer them outside this topic. Yes, exactly. So guys, stay tuned, don't touch that dial, you know. That other part is for those who are members, and if you're not a member, you can't access it. So only those that are members get to listen to the full show, you know. It's like a bonus content. So guys, we'll be right back. I still have Ayomide in the building. Baby girl, do you want to tell them something before we go on that music break? You still have something little bit to tell them about this energy matching.
Okay, just keep that same energy. Exactly. That's just it. And keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Yeah. Don't limit yourself to a particular set of people. Oh, how would I start? You know, how would I like for a romantic relationship? There's this thinking that let me just say abusers putting their victims. They're like, you can't find another person like me. Nobody can love you like me. It's all lies. You can find somebody else, somebody better. So just keep working on yourself. Keep being the best version of yourself every time, every day. You will attract what you deserve.
Of course. Thank you very much, man. So guys, we're going on that music break and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Every little thing you did do to me, it's sweet to me for body. She your loving feet follow me. Wow, 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 wow. Get your bowl and make her go crazy. I'ma get see you sure for me. Say make her withdraw money. Oh, Roma, no go down good. Make a carry your luggage. I defined you for days. For days, I'm no trust, I fit to contain. Get your body in a baggage. So you know, see, I'm falling for.
Our podcast episodes are trimmed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. If you have to listen to the complete show and enjoy the full entertainment, you have to subscribe and become a member of the podcast. You can either support or donate to this podcast. Check the link in our show notes for more, or follow at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram and click the link on his bio, or follow at the Madhouse ENT _ for more. Thank you very much for listening. Stream more episodes, and if you can subscribe, please subscribe from at least $1 monthly, which is 500 Nigerian naira. Very affordable, to unlock exclusive contents and more rewards. God bless you. Till next time, I appreciate you. One love.